Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We're back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. So as a female, I'm in a very, very tough role, okay? Because, you know, I understand the lady's perspective, okay? You know, because I'm a girl. And I've been there. I've been a female boss. I've been a female employee. I worked for women. I've worked for men. There have been jerks all the way around. I am gender blind to who is a jerk to you, all right? But I have been very, very honest with you that in my career, men appear to have been a little bit more supportive than women. It just has happened that way. And many women cite that. And, you know, it's interesting with what's going on with Kamala Harris. Apparently, I think more aides have come out saying that working for the vice president is an abusive environment, and you know, many people don't like working for her, and, you know, and I've told you guys this, you know, if you don't like who you're working for, just get the heck out, okay? You don't deserve to be abused, but I get it. I get it. Having that exposure to a vice president or a president is, you know, a pretty good job in terms of a resume builder, but again, it's just not worth the stress. It's not you getting the gray hairs. It's just not worth it. But, you know, it's interesting how the Kamala Harris story of her abusive, alleged, sort of work environment is more of a story than we hear with, you know, maybe George W. or George H. Bush during the Reagan years. Right? Or Lyndon B. Johnson. I mean, I don't know what the vice president office was, right, years ago. I don't think vice president, I don't think a lot of that was covered. I think in a book coming out about Trump, Mike Pence was given COVID because he had nothing to do. I mean, if the vice president doesn't really have a big, huge role or doesn't have a lot of duties, it might be more chill. I told you guys, with Kamala Harris, something's going on. She was given a lot right out the gate. And some people are thinking, oh, yeah, it's good because, you know, women can handle it. Yeah. But I think there's something else going on. I think, you know, like I said, Biden is going to want to make one of the most progressive moves yet and say, look, I want to give the country a female president. And rather than take the chance of an election, I'm going to resign and Kamala Harris will take over and I will go down in history as the most progressive president. So I think he's trying to build up her resume so that with the border czar and the voting rights and her meeting with Merkel and, you know, previously talking to Emmanuel Macron, I think they're trying to, you know, put her in the foreign policy spotlight, put her on a lot of the domestic major issues spotlight, so that when he says she's proven herself, she's president. Some of you might not agree with that, but that's what I think is brewing. So, you know, what I want to talk about in this segment is, how come a woman and her, quote-unquote, abusive office environment is more of a headline than, you know, the male vice presidents? Now, this is the first time we've had a female vice president. Kamala Harris could essentially be the first female vice president, the first female president at the same time, depending on what Biden decides to do during this presidency. And so, you know, maybe it's because it's such a hot topic. Maybe it's because, you know, there's a lot of critics of her. Maybe it's because it's true. You know, maybe, you know, she really is a bear to work for. Maybe it's because she has more stress than the average vice president. But I think a small part of it is the expectations. You know, me as a female boss, I was there for the staff. Staff had gynecological issues and concerns and, you know, I got issues with my kids or whatever. I'm there. I understand that. You know, I'm a mom. I'm a woman. I get you. All right? I could bond. I could relate. But I got to tell you something. All right? What I saw even in medicine was much more empathy coming from the male. The male doctors. You know, there would be women screaming in labor, and I would hear the female doctors and the female staff go, oh, my God, she's just, you know, she's so dramatic. She's so dramatic. And it was a Hispanic lady, or these would be Hispanic ladies, Latinas, and they would decline the epidural and do it naturally in voice and try to get rid of the pain, you know, try to deal with the pain vocally. I understood it. It's a cultural thing. And pretty admirable. I told them they don't have to. They could use the pain medicine. But I get it. They didn't want to harm the baby. They wanted to do it without pain medicine. And instead, they're being ridiculed. And, you know, the women are like, I wasn't that noisy when I gave birth. Yet the men are like, what can I do? What do you need? What do you need? You know, so I just noticed that you know, sometimes the opposite. And maybe what it is people are looking at the news and the media and girl power and we have your back and we're there for you, you know, and, you know, women-owned business, we're going to help other women. And then they get to the reality and they're like, oh, well, she's a witch. I can't say the B word, I don't think, on air. And that's, you know, well, what were you expecting? I mean, guys do that. You know, if a guy worked hard to get to his position, he's not just going to give you his job. You know, same thing with females. Yet a female will look like a witch and a guy doesn't. And so, I wouldn't be surprised that Kamala probably has had some stressful days. When I heard that she was going to be in charge of the border, I was like, say what? And so she probably was like, what? Why is that my role? That's a president role. You're going to make the vice president, you know, Biden is going to open up, you know, welcome people saying throughout the primary, you guys are coming. And then he's going to have his vice president try to deal with it. I guess a million people have come to the border since January. So, I don't know. I just find it fascinating that, you know, a female raising hell and, you know, getting on AIDS nerves is more of a headline than we've ever had before. And I think all politicians are probably a bear to work for. 1-877-DOC-DELLY, don't go away.
This report is brought to you by Merck. With more time spent at home during the pandemic, we've become master do-it-yourselfers, taking on many new projects. But one task we may not have tackled is our health, even if something isn't right. If you are at increased risk for lung cancer and have an unexplained cough lasting more than 3 weeks or shortness of breath, talk to your doctor today. Introducing Angela Criswell of GoTo Foundation for Lung Cancer.
Lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death in the U.S. When diagnosed at a late stage, the 5-year survival rate is just 6%, but rises to nearly 60% when caught early. If you have been delaying medical care due to COVID-19, schedule a visit with your doctor now, especially if you are at risk for lung cancer and experiencing possible symptoms.
Do it for yourself and go see your doctor today. For more information, visit DIFYlung.com.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so we're still working on the video aspect of this next segment. Big thanks again to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Okay, and I appreciate you guys giving us feedback and liking that we're doing more video. It's really hard to, you know, incorporate radio and video, but a lot of us are doing it, and we're trying to do it well. It's just, it's really hard for me to always make sure, you know, I got my teeth brushed and my upper lip waxed. So, you know, it's interesting. Every year, every couple years, we hear that people want to secede and leave the union. And you hear it from Republicans, you hear it from Democrats. We hear that California wants to maybe break away and be its own country, or California wants to split into two. So this keeps coming up. It just does. And, you know, whenever I hear that there's these polls, this one, a small poll, about 2,700 people, and it showed that the majority of Republicans would agree. Or not the majority, I'm sorry, a good number of Republicans would agree with the South seceding from the Union. Half of Democrats in the Pacific region agree that there should be a secession of maybe the Democrats in the Pacific. 40% of the Northeast in this poll, who live in the Northeast, agree with secession. And then independents in the Midwest of the Great Lakes, 43% they said they would favor breaking away and forming their own countries. This keeps coming back, and I see the headlines, and everybody gets all excited, going, oh, wow, we're going to have another civil war. And it's not exciting at all. It's sad. It's sad. It's also sad that when you hear celebrities during the elections say, if Trump wins or somebody wins, I'm going to leave the country. I'm going to leave the country. Well, actually, a bunch of them in 2016 said they were going to leave the country. And you're like, oh, man, well, Trump won. I guess we're going to lose those Hollywood stars. I guess they're going. And they don't leave. They don't leave. You know, I mean, it's just the rhetoric. Everybody's like, oh, you know, I am anti this. I'm anti this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to show how serious I am. But I'm going to be against, you know, whatever the grade is, and I will move out. And not, no. Nobody does. Nobody does. But what is interesting about the cessation issue is it keeps being brought up. And when something continues to be brought up, you start to wonder if we're really looking at something that might be brewing in the next few decades. You know, it's been a lot more controversial, and it's been a lot more nasty over the last few elections and few presidencies. And I don't really remember what the 70s and 80s were like. I know there were demonstrations. I know I wasn't around in the 60s. So, I mean, I think we had more tumultuous times. And I ask older individuals, I go, is this worse than the way it used to be? And many of them say, yes, it is. But then again, is it because everything's in the news? So you are hearing about every single riot. You're seeing every single looting. You're hearing all these political pundits. So it seems like nobody's happy. It seems like there's a lot more discord. But one thing that we are noticing is the issues that we are not agreeing on are some pretty big issues on guns and gun ownership, on, you know, voting, on how our elections are being done. You know, people can debate abortion, and you're not going to have somebody secede the state because they, you know, a woman's right to choose or a woman's, you know, or pro-life, a baby's right to live is controversial. People aren't going to leave over that. But if people think that their election is not the integrity of the election, shall we say, and means to prevent fraud are not there, and elections are not going to be, shall we say, foolproof, that could make somebody secede. If somebody feels like they are living in a community where they have to fear their kids going to school and it's dangerous, they may be like, what? Okay, my family's safety is at risk. If people fear that they are living within a government that can at any time say, we're not going to let you work, that's enough for them to want to secede. So even though there were issues with, okay, gas prices going up and recession and our decision to enter certain wars, those are big. Those are huge. And I get why many people, you know, had issues with government moves towards certain foreign policy decisions. But when you look at some of the domestic issues that are starting to divide people, like critical race theory, defunding the police, guns, all that, us paying for college, COVID mandate or COVID vaccine mandates. Many people then they take that stuff seriously. And this isn't just about then, you know, well, you know, I disagree or I agree with how we're addressing abortion. This is, I was told I can't work. I mean, I just need to live in a place where if I need to work, I could work. Right? If I want to protect my family and have a gun, I could do that. If I want my kids to not get a filtered, you know, history, but really know about the racism in this country, I want my kids to learn that. So both sides have some pretty significant arguments on what they want and what they want their country to be. And the Democrats have delineated the type of country that they want. The Republicans have delineated the type of country they want. And when I'm talking to people that have concerns, they're very, many of them are pretty convinced that the country should be one way or the other. Now again, I'm middle of the road, so I could see both sides, but when you have enough people going, I'm going to run to a red state, or other people going, you know what, I think I need to move to Colorado, or I need to move to Washington State because they think like me. If you start to feel that you are being biased and discriminated against at work because of your political beliefs, if you think you can't be politically open about you being Democrat or you being Republican, then I wouldn't be surprised that in the next few decades an idea of secession actually starts to come to fruition. I mean, you saw people in New York flee for Florida. Now, I've been in Manhattan. I've been in New York multiple times. It's a wonderful state, but it costs a lot of money. I see people fleeing from California to Nevada, Idaho, Utah. Some of them bring their Republican politics. Some of them bring their Democratic politics. So on one end, it looks like it could be just economic. But it is interesting to see where they go to. You know, in New York, if you're going to flee New York, why not just go to Boston? Why not go to Maryland? Why go all the way down to Florida? Well, because Florida showed during COVID, they're not going to force you to not work. So if states are starting to become havens, same thing with immigrants. You know, we've had about 1 million come to our border of migrants. And so they're apparently being distributed throughout the country, and many are finding they could go to California, they could go to Washington, or they could go to, quote-unquote, the blue states. So if there's already these havens that people are finding and choosing throughout the United States, then there's going to be that divide. I don't like the idea of red states, blue states. I don't like that. And I think it was President Biden that said it. It's the United States. I agree with that. I agree that we need to be united to be strong. But if the politics are so similar among the red states or the blue states, and if people are choosing, I want blue, I want red, then it's going to be a matter of time when the country does say, you know what, it's just easier and less fighting to just have our own country. Now, when that happens, there's going to be elections and there's going to be fighting, and I mean, it's never going to stop. But, you know, this is just a small poll. But I got to tell you, where I'm seeing the country going, I wouldn't be surprised if it starts to be entertained on a much more serious level later. 1-877-DOCTELLY, don't go away.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR.
PCR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says monthly payments under the expanded child tax credit will start going out today. Speaking at the White House, Biden calls this another giant step toward ending child poverty. Biden saying the money being sent out is historic in what it will do for the economy.
I believe this is actually a historic day. Historic day in the sense that we continue to build an economy that respects and recognizes the dignity working-class families.
The tax credits of either $300 or $250 will roughly go to 39 million households, and that will happen on the 15th of every month automatically. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is not a fan of the latest spending plan put forth by Democrats. The Kentucky Republican saying the country is already dealing with inflation and a $3.5 trillion budget is completely inappropriate. USA Radio News. The state of Texas is dealing with a stalled special legislative session, a surge of illegal immigrants crossing the border, and rising coronavirus numbers. Republican Senator from Texas Ted Cruz is blaming the surge at the border for the increase in COVID cases.
Most of these illegal immigrants coming in haven't been vaccinated. They're being put in cages with other people who are COVID positive. They're spreading COVID and then releasing COVID in our communities.
Cuban-American rapper and pop star Pitbull is calling for the world to support anti-communism protesters in Cuba.
People that we're so proud of, people such as a Jeff Bezos, Cuban-American, graduated from a high school in Miami, built one of the biggest companies in the world, the richest man in the world. He's somebody that can get involved and really help us on what we got. All we can do is create awareness.
Pitbull posting a two-minute video on Wednesday that he called a message to the world. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we're being told that a California woman was held captive and sexually assaulted by her Tinder date for 3 days until she was able to escape and be rescued by a Good Samaritan. This is just frightening. A woman said that she was sexually assaulted and held captive for 3 days by a man she met on Tinder. Now, this occurred in Oakland, California. She was able to escape, ran for several blocks, crying out in Maxwell Park, before Oakland resident Eric Schultz finally stepped in to help her. Schultz wrote in a post on Nextdoor this week. I guess there's now a site called Nextdoor. After hearing the screams and searching for the source, Scholl said he found the woman. Not being named, she was shaking, crying, and almost incoherent. Scholl said that several of the residents heard the cries, but didn't do anything to help the woman. It's a shame. So he posted, "Woman escaping kidnapped and imprisoned yesterday. No one did anything." He wrote, "This is justifiably long. No one did anything. Yesterday a girl escaped after..." I think he meant wrong. I don't know what he meant there. "Yesterday a girl escaped after being kidnapped and imprisoned in a house on Walnut. She ended up in front of my house after running two blocks..." Oh, it's a long post. "Begging someone to help her. I'm in a high traffic area. There were many people walking dogs on the street, driving by, parking, including neighbors. I could hear her screaming for help from my backyard. The man had found her and was threatening to kill her when I ran out of the house. My wife and sister both started calling the police as I stood in between them with him in his car. She hid behind me begging for help." And it goes on, but that's... I told you, this was something I was taught years ago, where people aren't going to help you if you scream help, if you scream rape, if you scream somebody's attacking me. People don't come. They're too scared. Or they think you have mental illness and that you can hurt them. And so luckily this one person took her seriously. And the fact that the kidnapper pulled up his car a few houses, I mean, actually drove up to threaten her. I mean, she was, it wasn't that, you know, she was free and clear. Remember that one house where there were four women held captive and they were luckily able to escape when he wasn't home? So they might have had a little bit of time to get to safety. Looks like she was running from him. Just so frightening. And again, she's asking for help and nobody would intervene. And luckily he was gallant and, you know, valiant enough to do that. So then after that, the alleged kidnapper, they said, pulled up his car a few houses to sit and watch the house before eventually driving away, which maybe he's trying to size it up. Maybe that's a threat, an implied threat. So Schultz's sister called the police, brought the woman inside. His wife fed her because it looked like she wasn't fed in 3 days. Oakland police showed up on the scene in 15 minutes, got the woman's statement, and then took an Oakland man into custody. The police department wrote in a statement on July 12, 2021, at approximately 16:59, which is about 5 p.m., Oakland police officers were dispatched to the block of 5400 Fleming Avenue. It looks like a nice neighborhood. Preliminary investigation revealed that an adult female who was a non-Oakland resident was falsely imprisoned and sexually assaulted by her male partner. And so, you know, what I told you, I was taught when I was in high school early on, so we're talking 80s and 90s, you scream fire. No, but it's amazing the difference. If you scream fire, fire, people will want to see the fire. And the reason why is because they're selfish. People are going to want to know if that fire is going to affect them. If it's going to affect their building, if it's going to affect their home. And now, if somebody's chasing you and you need help and you need somebody to call the police, call the police, call the police. You could say that. Call the police. All right? Because that doesn't necessarily mean they have to engage with you. They could just go and call the police. But the problem is that the police, it took them 15 minutes. That guy could have easily come up to her. She needed somebody, which luckily she got, somebody to actually stop the guy from taking her. This man had no problem taking her in front of witnesses. So I would suggest to anybody, scream fire, scream, whatever it takes to make them feel like, you know, they have some skin in the game. And then, you know, say, you know, "Look, I just had to get your attention. This guy, you know, nobody was listening to me. Somebody's coming. He's, you know, he held me captive. I need help." And it stinks because, you know, it isn't something that the average person expects to hear.
See, I watch the news. I remember that case where four women was held captive. So if somebody says I was held captive, I'm going to believe them right out the gate. I'm not going to think mental illness. But a lot of people out there are like, look, there's, I mean, look at what happened in New York City where a tourist just got shot for no reason. Or a woman who was being catcalled got slashed with a knife. These are the stories people are hearing nowadays. So they're seeing all this crime. And so they're not going to walk up to somebody screaming. They think that person's going to stab them. And so you have, unfortunately, a lot of, you know, you have the burden of proof. If you're a victim, you have a burden of proof on you to prove that you're not mentally ill and you were assaulted. And it's sad that that's what happened. So I'm glad this made headlines. I'm glad Eric Schultz stepped in. That's fantastic. But again, the other issue is I just can't believe that people are dating people that they meet online. You know, there was a meme that was going on social media where it said, you know, in the 80s, we were told to, you know, not enter a car with a stranger, not give your credit card over the phone, not go on a date with somebody you don't know. And that's exactly what we're doing. We're getting into cars of people we just don't know, Uber, etc. We're meeting people online. And just entrusting them where they sadly can find victims and take them. You know, we're giving our credit card, we're giving our fingerprint, we're giving our social security, we're giving all this information online that could be hacked by any country. I don't know where we let our guard down. Well, I did. I never wanted to enter any of that. And then, I remember the day it was like, you know what? To heck with it. It's just too hard to try to pay cash or to try to pay with a check. Many of these places, they're just demanding credit cards. It's just online. And I'm like, at that point, it's in a system anyway. So you know what? I don't know why I'm doing it. You know, same thing with dating. That's how people feel. They're like, well, nobody's going. There's no parties, you know, for people that, let's say, aren't in school. It's not like you could just go to a party like you did in school. You know, it's not like you could just go to the club. The clubs are expensive now. So how do people meet? That's just the way, you know, once society says this is how we do it, we meet strangers online. You advertise yourself like we did in the Penny Savers years ago, and you hope somebody bites. That's once society said, okay, that's how we're going to do it, that's where things went. So, scary stuff. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
All for tuning in, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, taking some of your questions, we're going to probably spend a little bit more time when we have more time on tomorrow, the next show, on the grasshopper issue. I think the grasshoppers are coming back, but we do know that we have a lot of wildlife kind of starving and having issues because of the drought. There's also been grasshoppers in the news because I think there's some entities kind of urging that we maybe start eating more insects than meat, especially with climate change concerns. So I like my burgers. I'm not going to be giving up my burgers. I like the environment, but I'm not going to be eating grasshoppers. I don't care that they're tasty. I don't care that they're crunchy. One of my friends has eaten scorpions. He says he likes them. I think there's even chocolate-covered scorpions you could get. And no, that's not me. I'm not going to eat scorpion. I'm not going to eat spider. It's just not going to happen. So, yeah. All right. And then, Myha Maya asks, are the mental health professionals going to be allowed to carry guns? So there was a story coming out of Chicago where, due to the police exodus, which we just kind of spoke about, the police exodus, well, I don't want to call it so much an exodus, but retirements and, you know, choosing to retire early, and we kind of spoke about that a little earlier, you know, how many, many professions, many people, even doctors, they're like, you know what, I wasn't going to retire for about 10, 15 years, but I think I'm going to do it now. So I think a lot of people used COVID as kind of a, an excuse to maybe go into retirement. But with everything that has been plaguing, you know, the criminal justice system, the high crime sprees, there's a lot of officers that are leaving. You know, they worry about their safety. They worry about being in altercations. They worry about being arrested, being in jail themselves, that many people are leaving the profession. So in Chicago, they are so overwhelmed with crime and so understaffed that they're going to be recruiting mental health professionals and paramedics to help deal with the 911 mental health calls. And we don't have a lot of details. These are just a couple pilot programs where if somebody has a mental health crisis, you know, a mental health professional could be on the 911 call with them or come to the site. So I can't answer Maya's question if they get to have a gun or not. My guess is no. I don't really know what Chicago's CCW laws are, but if they're just trying to manage the mental health aspect of it, I don't know if they're, you know, how they're managing the police and the safety aspect of it. I mean, I'm assuming that if you're going to send a mental health professional to a mental health 911 call, that they're going to have some protection, some backup. I mean, it's pretty dangerous. We were just talking about this woman in Oakland who was on a Tinder date. He abducts her, kidnaps her, imprisons her for 3 days and sexual assaults her, doesn't feed her, and she ended up escaping and a Good Samaritan helped. But the Good Samaritan, Eric Schultz, said nobody helped her. Nobody stopped to help her. So America right now fears not only those with mental illness, but just anybody in general. We fear them because of COVID. We fear them because of crime. We just are really, I don't want to be in another person's face. We spoke about CPR. I spoke about this all the time, how many females are at risk of not getting CPR because a male doesn't want to be accused of sexually assaulting them by going near their chest to give them chest compressions. And I'm telling you all right now, you have full permission to give me CPR. Use this video in court. I will not sue you, or my family will not sue you for sexual assault if I am on the ground, unconscious, not breathing, no pulse. Save my life. I will not come after you. I swear. Use this video. I mean, it's there's such fear now of all these repercussions that it's just, this isn't the society I expected. And when you see this woman in Oakland begging for help and not one person would help her, and it was the guy that had to come out of his home because he's like, what's going on here? People probably feared her, or they didn't want to get involved, or they didn't want to get hurt themselves. So if you have the regular society worried about somebody who doesn't have mental illness and who's a victim, then we're talking about people with known, I mean, you know, that could be criminals, that could be, you know, these 911 calls where a mental health professional that is not trained in combat, not trained and not having a weapon to protect themselves or a bulletproof vest, that could be some pretty dangerous stuff. And I spoke about this in the last hour. Those of us in medicine have always been in risky situations. I've known at least 4 doctors in my neck of the woods who've been shot. Doctors get shot. Doctors get assaulted. Nurses get assaulted. Nurses get shot. I mean, it's pretty dangerous. You are in very intimate settings. You are close to these people where they could at any time be in arm's reach of stabbing you or strangling you, or punching you in the head or knocking you out. You know, one thing I really think medical schools and residency programs need to do is give doctors and nurses and healthcare for hospitals should be doing this, self-defense. There's security, and there, you know, but when you are alone in a room with a patient and you're on call and it's 2 a.m. and there's nobody around, that person sometimes will assault you. And you can't hit them back. We saw that one officer, apparently, I guess he was trying to restrain somebody, and she turned around and bit him, and then he punches her. He got suspended. You know, you can't, as a doctor, punch somebody who's going after you. I think you can get in trouble and professionalism and all sorts of issues. So, you know, I really think that we don't have enough training, us non-law enforcement, us non-military, in how to protect ourselves. I said school curriculum. School curriculum should really be incorporating self-defense. These kids, you know, we'll go up to a police. In Las Vegas, we had years ago fake policemen that were pretending to be policemen, and they would abduct kids. And we had talked, we had trained our kids, look, if something's wrong, you go to the police officer that's there. And now, all of a sudden, as parents had to talk to our kids about, wait a second, that police officer might be a fake. Just run and find a teacher, or run and find mommy, you know, or daddy. And so, you know, it was a kind of a scary time. But we taught our kids, these are the things you do. All right? If somebody's trying to take you or abduct you, you know, gouge the eyes, pull out the pinky, palm to the nose to try to break the cartilage and kind of a Krav Maga move. Scream, pee on them. Try to, you know, we learned this to try to avoid rape. Gag yourself so you could throw up on them. If you're throwing up on them, there's a good chance they're going to drop you. You know, that's if you don't think you're going to win the fight. You know, and so, you know, stink up the place. You know, do what you have to. And so, you know, I'm not sure what's going to happen in Chicago, but obviously they need to deputize people. You know, in medicine, we had to deputize people that weren't technically doctors, you know, to come in and help, you know, with, you know, the COVID fight and all that. And, you know, we had to deputize other health professionals or students, you know, and we were grateful because, you know, they volunteered. But I think that's kind of what's happening now in medicine. So mind you, mental health professionals have a fantastic role, and I think it is very, very logical to incorporate them into some of these 911 calls. But to actually have them come on site, they better have the protection. They better have, you know, officers still with them. But if there's not enough officers to go with them or to go with the paramedic, that's going to be a problem. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.